Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about being okay with it and classic video games and a misconception and hoping that people don't find out how wrong they are about something that is apparently becoming an idea that people are entertaining. Okay, so here's the message, and there were a few that had similar tones. I'm so disappointed that you told people to hope the drones were intercepted. The part you don't understand is that some of us are okay with a regional war because it will take the pressure off the Palestinians. I watch your explanations of why countries do what they do, and you're almost always right. But maybe think about the Palestinians and understand some of us want Israel to turn its attention elsewhere. Iran is their only hope. So maybe just explain and shut your mouth about what people should hope for. Do you think this is civilization? Because it's not. And by that I mean it in just about any way you could take that question. Do you believe that regional war is civilized? It's not. Do you believe that this is Sid Meier's classic turn-based strategy game? You know, where you leave that weak or obsolete unit that's opposed to you, you leave them right beside you because they don't really have the hit points or attack points or whatever it is to hurt you, while you focus on the technologically advanced partner, the other opposition. In real life, those points don't exist. They're just opposition. If a regional conflict pops off, do you honestly expect Israel to stop engaging the opposition that is closest to it? Their first move, most likely, I would be shocked if it was anything other than a completely unrestricted air campaign on any location that they even suspect opposition groups are present at. That includes Gaza. It includes areas up north. What you are believing will alleviate their suffering will most likely condemn them. This is not a video game. That's not how it works. Their most likely first move is a totally unrestricted air campaign against any location where they believe opposition groups are present close to their borders. That's almost certainly the very first thing that they would do. Then, for the rest of the conflict, there wouldn't be a plane that landed that still had ordnance on it. They send planes to go do something in Iran. When they come back, anything that they didn't fire, they'll get a new package for, a new target for. Some of that will be in Gaza. I hope you don't find out how wrong you are about this assumption. It's not how it works. It will not take pressure off of them. I understand that people are angry. But as somebody who is almost always right when it comes to this, your move, if you want to alleviate the suffering of Palestinians, your move is what you've been doing, calling for a ceasefire, supporting a peace process. That's your move. A regional conflict will hurt Palestinians more than it hurts anybody else. They're starving. Food is trickling in as it is. During a regional conflict, there will be no food. None. It's cyclical violence. The only way it stops is through peace. The other thing, Iran is their only hope. It's foreign policy. People are still looking for good guys. They don't exist. Foreign policy is not good about good and bad, right and wrong, anything like that. It's about power, nothing else. The Iranian policymaker does not care about the average Palestinian any more than American policymakers cared about the average Kurd. The use is how that group of people can destabilize their opposition. That's what it is. You might have some generals in Iran who actually do care because they worked with them, or maybe they were exposed to something along those lines. But they're few and far between, and they don't have the juice. It's foreign policy. Iran could have done what it did recently, any time in the last 6 months. It didn't. It did it when they got hit, because they had to. Because they had to because of the perception on the international scene. They didn't do that for the Palestinians. They did it for them, their perception of power. That's what it was about. When you are talking about regional powers and world powers and how they interact with much smaller countries, non-state actors, it's always the same. It's about what's in it for the larger power. Maybe it also benefits the smaller country or the non-state actor. But that's an afterthought, and it's pure luck. That move had nothing to do with the Palestinians. The value that the Palestinians have to Iranian policymakers. Again, I'm not talking about all Iranians, but the people who are making the decisions, their value is how much they can destabilize Israel. That's why they're useful to them. And when you start to understand how world opinion has shifted on this, you begin to understand why the policymakers in Iran, they wouldn't be upset if the situation in Gaza didn't get resolved. Stop looking for good guys. But there aren't any. If you're in the U.S., and every message that I got was very much American English. If you're in the U.S., the thing you can do is support a ceasefire. Support a peace process, assuming it comes. And that's going to be hard, because the way you have to do those things is you had to be ready to switch your rhetoric almost immediately as soon as it happens, if it transfers from ceasefire to peace process. War, more war, wider war, will not help them. It will not help them. Just keep that in mind. If your goal, if what you actually care about is the well-being of Palestinians, you want it to stop, not get wider. Because if it gets wider, they will suffer the most. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.